Okay. Page like 8 lines down the Mishnah. 80b1 in the Schattenstein Gemaras. Okay, this Mishnah, the next piece of Gemara talks about what's called Yichud. About man and a woman being alone, and when you're allowed, when you're not allowed, all that stuff. So the Mishnah says like this: Yisyachid Adam im shtei noshim. A man may not seclude himself with two women. Okay, even with two women, one woman for sure not. Aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim. But one woman could be alone with two men. In other words, one man cannot be secluded with two women. But one woman could be secluded with two men.
In his free will. The tense in Yitiyached, meaning that if he if it just happens that he...
No, if it happens, it doesn't matter. There's a din of Yichud, that's what the Mishnah is saying. There's a din of Yichud with one man and two women. One woman and two men, there's no Yichud.
So the guy has
and
to walk
And the going
to
explain
out.
Why. The guy has to leave.
But if he didn't do it, why does he have to leave?
Let me ask you a question.
It's still
I am here, two women walk in.
You gotta walk out.
Why?
We'll see in the Gemara. Reb Shimon says, Af ish echad misyachad im shtei noshim. Even one man could seclude himself with two women. When? Bizman she'ish te'ime. If his wife is with him, and he says, V'yashin imayim bepundike. He can even sleep with them in an inn, meaning in the same building, because his wife watches him. Okay? In other words, Rashi says even more, even if it's in the same room.
In an office?
A man and his wife and two other women are allowed to sleep in the same room because the wife watches the husband that he shouldn't do anything wrong. So Rav Shimon seems to imply, and we'll see Taisus, that L'chaira, Taisus says in the Gemara, comes out that the Chachamim who argue on Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon says a man could do it as long as his wife's there. Which means, when the Tanakhama says one man cannot be together with two women, implies even if his wife's there. Taisa says that that's not what it means, because the Gemara says clearly that if his wife is there, it's fine.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
You're in an office, you have all women working there.
There's a problem of Yichud, unless the doors are open. We're going to see. Let's first see the din.
No, more than two is okay.
Can we see the Gemara? We just didn't learn anything yet. Okay, then the Mishnah says like this. B'syached Adam im imay v'mbite. A man could be secluded with his mother or his daughter. V'yashin imay v'kiv v'asa, he can sleep close to them. Besides his mother or daughter.
No, the v'asa are touching.
One minute. So it says, v'megdilu, once they grow up, then the son and the daughter grow up. Zu Yashan and Beksusa, Zay Yashu Beksusa, each one has to sleep with their own clothes. Okay? But if they're little, even if there's no clothes, it's not a problem of Yichud. It's not a problem of anything. Okay? Basically, bottom line of this din is that there's no Yichud by lineage of parents and kids, and by the way, grandparents also. There's no din of Yichud. What are you looking at?
No, ADB2
now.
Grandparents are like parents?
Yeah, grandparents are like parents, and there's no problem of Yichud.
The Gemara. Start of the Gemara.
No, 1 second.
Why am I off like that?
Because you weren't here, you were here last week?
No.
Last week?
Yeah. He wasn't here last week.
You weren't here. We learned a lot last week. It's easy Gemara. We just learned a lot. Okay. So basically, the Mishnah says like this. One man with two women is Yichud. One woman with two men is not Yichud. Rav Shimon says a man could be with two women if his wife is there. Okay? Bottom line. And then there's no din of Yichud. By the way, but it's true. Grandparents, grandmother, grandson, there's no Yichud. The whole lineage.
But age, at a certain age.
No, there's no din of Yichud. Just sleeping together in the same bed he's talking about.
What is Karuv Basa? It means the bodies, they touch
body there? Contact, yeah. With body, yeah. If they're older, they have to be wearing clothes. That's all. So the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason that a man cannot be with two women, but one woman could be with two men? Chai, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Tanit Ve'el Eliyahu. It's interesting. Tanit Ve'el Eliyahu is a machlekes, who it means. Some he brings down always. There's a braisa, there's a bunch of braises Eliyahu Navi taught to Rav Anan of the Gemara. Some people say there was a yeshiva of a person, Eliyahu, and that's Tanit Ve'el Eliyahu. So machlekes in the Rishenim, who Tanit Ve'el Eliyahu is. Some Rishenim write, it's actually Eliyahu Navi taught somebody from the Gemara, Rav Anan, a lot of braises. And that's called a Tanav Eliyahu. Some people say no. Tanav Eliyahu means as a rabbi by the name of Eliyahu who had a yeshiva. So he says like this, why? Women can be swayed easily. Meaning like this, if a man is with two women, we're afraid the man will sway one woman and the other woman won't stop him because she might become swayed also to do it. But two men are not going to become swayed by one woman. And each man will be afraid to do something with the woman because of what the other one will think.
Why do you touch it as sway?
First of all, that's what the definition of Daitan Kalis is.
Where did you get that from?
Rashi says, Vishteyem Neuches Listaches. They're easily swayed, convinced. You know where you have this Gemara also? Rashi also says the same thing. When Rashbi hid in the cave, yeah? So first Rashbi hid in the Beis Medrash. Remember, then when they were looking for him, he ran away and he said, I'm not even going to tell my wife. He says, why? Because Noshim Daitim Kalis. And Rashi explains over there, they're swayed easily, and if the Romans would come and threaten them, they would be talk where they are.
Lehitatut?
Lispates means to be swayed.
Oh, this is the same Russian used Pitui. for a girl if a man.
Pitui, yeah. Okay, then the Gemara says like this: Minohani Mili. From where do we know this whole concept of yichud? Where do we know that you can't be men and women together? You know, in the room. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Remez liyichud ben atayra minayin. From where do we know yichud is forbidden from the Torah? Shenamer. It says like this. It speaks over there about Avodah Zarah. Okay? The pasuk says, if your brother, the son of your mother, will come and sway you, let's go worship other gods. Okay? So the Torah says, you know, if you kill them for idol worshipping and so on. So it says, V'chi ben emesis ben av enemesis. The Gemara says like this. The Torah says, if your brother, your mother's son will talk, convince you to go worship idols. So Gemara says, and your father's son can't convince you to worship idols. What's the difference? Your mother's son or your father's son, right?
They are not related, blood related.
They are related.
So why is it the same brother's son and just your brother?
Not your brother's son. Your brother, the son of your mother.
Different father.
Yeah.
No, that's what.
No, so the Gemara says, and the brother from the father won't convince you to go worship idols. Why if it's only the mother's son, the brother from the mother, not the brother from the father?
So they are not from same parents.
Even if they're not. The Gemara's question is, why would I think one is the other? Alalei melach, the teacher says this. He learns an interesting thing from this pasuk. Ben imecha means the mother influences him, because he lives alone with the mother. Which means that a son is allowed to live alone with the mother. Because what is he saying? That the fact that the Torah says your mother's son, meaning your brother, your mother's son, might convince you to worship idols, right? Who is he living with?
With that brother.
With his mother. No, but this son...
No, the
he says, your brother, your mother's son. That means he's living with the mother. Right? Why isn't there yichud?
Who is living with the brother? The brother is living with the mother.
Right.
Okay.
Which means that a son can live with his mother in the same house, and there's no problem of yichud.
And the father is not there.
Elam le malach, ben misyached imimei, that a son can have yichud with his mother, but va'asel isyached im kol ha'raisha b'ter, but not with anybody else. This is what the Gemara is learning it, because it says ben imecha, which means, okay. By the way, there's a big machlekes in the poskim if yichud is min ha'teira midrabanan. Some people say even this learning from the pasuk is not really biblically. It's like asmachta. Right. Okay. The fact that the Torah is warning you about the brother from your mother means the brother is living with the mother is a proof that with the mother you can live, but not with anybody else.
But it says remez. Doesn't it mean Moshe?
That's the question. That's the machlekes in the Rishonim. Is it biblically asa yichud, or is it rabbinically asa yichud? If you see Gadi, he speaks about it at the bottom, the second column, right before 21. It would appear from Sanhedrin and Aveda Zara that this is a true scriptural deviation, that the prohibition of yichud is therefore biblical. Indeed, this is the view of most Rishonim. Okay. However, Rambam implies that yichud prohibition is only rabbinic, and this is only asmachta support for the halachic of the chachamim. So the machlokes in the Rishonim, many Rishonim hold the isur of yichud is min ha-Toira, and Rambam holds it's only midrabanan, not biblical. So the Gemara says, but what is the simple meaning of the pasuk? Okay, the Gemara learns because it says Beni Mecha shows that the son can live with his mother, right? But what is the simple meaning of the pasuk? So Amar Abaye, Loimi Boy Kamar. But the question is, why Taka does it say the son of your mother, not the son of your father? In the simple meaning, okay, it teaches us the din of Yichud. But in the simple pshat, why does it say your brother from your mother, and not the brother from your father? So he says like this, Loimi Boy. Loimi boy ben av, not only if it's the son of the same father, the son that he hates him, and therefore va'ayitz lo etz rois, he gives him bad advice. He says, so therefore I would know he would convince it to go worship idols. I'll explain in a second. Elafilu ben aim, it means even the mother, that the mother's brother, a brother from the same mother, doesn't hate the brother. So even if they convince you to worship idols, you shouldn't listen. Meaning like this. Two brothers, especially in the olden times, hated each other. Because each brother meant they're only getting 50% of the inheritance instead of 100%. Right? Yeah. If there's two brothers from the same father, both inherit. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, so they hate each other. If one can get rid of the next one, he would do anything possible to do it, because then he gets the whole inheritance. Right? So I would think the father's, a brother from the same father, he's going to give you bad eitzah to go worship idols. Because if you go worship idols, you're going to get killed. And then he'll get the whole Yerusha. So it says not only that, but even the brother from the mother, who doesn't hate you, I would think that you could listen to him. Kamashmulan teaches us that you can't. Okay, so the simple meaning is, why does the Torah say the brother from your mother? Because I would think he's not a bad influence. Maybe you should listen to him. So the Torah says, if he comes and tells you to go worship idols, don't listen to him.
Why are we talking about half-brother? Why don't we go straight to a brother?
Because, first of all, besides the fact that in the time of the Gemara there are a lot of half-brothers, because the guys had many wives. Mm-hmm. Right? And people died and they remarried. I mean, it was those days people had many wives, they died young. I mean, there was a lot of issues going on. In addition to that, the Torah says that even if it's a brother that has no reason to hate you, because he's not going to get the Yerusha of the mother. Okay? I would think that if he gives you advice, listen to him. So it says, if it's bad advice, don't listen to him.
Even if it's
the brother from the mother, who doesn't hate you. Definitely, if it's a guy who hates you and is giving you bad advice, for sure don't listen to him. But in addition to that, the Gemara learns out, there's a din of
Yichud,
that the fact that it says Beni Mechot, that the son is living with his mother, shows that with the mother there's no yichud. And by the way, from there the Gemara learns that if said the father and the daughter is also no yichud.
The father and the daughter?
We hear it only says a mother and a son, right? But by obviously it's clear that the same thing would apply by a father and a daughter.
But is there a problem with erva? But do they have to be dressed when they're...
Yeah, I mean, they should be dressed properly. That's a separate thing.
Can a father kiss the daughter?
Sure. Father can hug a daughter, kiss a daughter, of course.
Yeah? Even in front of other people?
Why not?
That's the relationship. Why on the other side they...
Some people don't, because it says in the Gemara that you shouldn't talk with a woman in the street, even if it's your wife, because people don't know it's your wife. I'll tell you a story that happened with me once. Tell you what happened with me once. There was a wedding in Sephardic Temple. And I was there. My wife was there. One of my daughters came from Orange County. So she came in, so when we see each other, we kiss, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't think, you know, I just gave her a kiss. Later on, the lady that runs Sephardic Temple, you know Bonnie, her name is?
Bonnie.
Huh?
Bonnie.
She came over to my daughter, married daughter with kids. She said to her, "Can I ask you a question? Are you related to Rabbi Shusterman?" She said, "Yeah, I'm his daughter." So she said, "Oh my God, thank God. Because I saw him kiss you." I thought, who knows what? She said, "You have to be careful."
For a while, a woman here, one of the women thought I was a pervert because I was sitting over there, and my wife always made sure she sits in so she can watch me. So I kept watching her, she kept watching me, and she said, "Look at this woman." She didn't know she's my wife.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. So basically, the Mishnah says a din that one man with two women is no, one woman with two men is yes. Yichud, right? Now, by the way, there's infinite dinim coming out of this Gemara. By day, by night, what's the story, if they're prutzim, not prutzim, frum, not frum. I mean, there's a lot of issues the Gemara is going to be discussing. But the Gemara says, name a masnisin t'lik abashol. L'chir ha-mishnah doesn't go like abashol. Why? The Tanya says in the Braisim, kol shleishim yeim, if a baby dies within 30 days of birth, yeit v'cheik, the person could carry out in their bosom. In other words, the mother can carry the baby out. And then it says, v'nikva b'isha achas u'shnei anoshim. Okay? And to go to the burial, you don't need a whole levaya, because under 30 days, a kid's not established life, but you have to bury it. In the olden times, they had a lot of stillborns, right? So the thing is, if a kid died within 30 days of birth, or they died right after birth, because, you know, they didn't have the medicines and things we have today. So it says, if a kid died within 30 days, who takes him out to a funeral? One woman and two men.
Abortion?
Not an abortion.
No, I know, but a fetus...
There's 30 days after birth. Within 30 days after birth.
They don't deduce from this that within the...
No.
An Uber is...
No.
Not from...
Avalei b'ishach od shnei anoshim. But not with one man and two women. What's the problem of yichud? This is what our Tana really holds, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you're taking the kid out, you can have one woman with two men, but not one man with two women. Okay? Abashol Eimer, Av B'ishach Od Shtei Noshim. Abashol says they can even take the kid to bury, even one man with two women. So that's not what our Mishnah says. What's the fear over here? They're going to go to the cemetery, it's a secluded place, it's going to be a problem of Yichud. So the first opinion says, one man cannot do it with two women, but one woman could do it with two men. Because like we learned, there's no yichud. Abba Shaul says, no, even one man with two women could do it. So the question is, what happened to yichud? So we see that Abba Shaul disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said one man and two women not. Abba Shaul says one man with two women could bury the kid. So Gemara says, afilu teim Abba Shaul. Even, no. It's a different than our Mishnah. Why? B'shas aninus tvar yitzrei. Over there is the time of mourning. The baby died. Time of mourning, people don't have such a strong yetzer hara.
Breaks the yetzer hara?
It breaks the yetzer hara.
But why do we say men, they should not walk between women and all that? That they...
No, that's because the Malach HaMavis dances between them. It's not to do with the yetzer hara. So Abba Shaul holds like this. Really, Abba Shaul would agree that normally, one man and two women are a no-no. Why by a funeral does he say one man and two women is okay? Because they're mourning. There's no yetzer hara. So the question of Rabbanon. So why do the Rabbanon hold that's forbidden? One man and two women. He says, because they hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. Now what does Rabbi Yitzchak say? Manes ein and adam chai. For what shall a living man mourn? No ugevet achatov. A strong man for his sins. Meaning, he says like this. Afilu b'shasa ninosei shel adam. Even at the time of mourning, Yitzrei Mizgaber, all of his Yetzer Hara is still powerful. So Abba Shaul, the Chachamim hold the Kabbash like Rabbi Yitzchak, that even in the time of mourning, the Yetzer Hara is strong. Therefore the Chachamim hold, one man and two women for the funeral is a no-no. Abba Shaul says, at the time of mourning, there's no Yetzer Hara. So therefore it's allowed. So Gemara says, "I Abba Shaul," but the Lecheri learns it out from a pasuk that the Yetzer Hara is strong even at the time of mourning. So he says, "Ki ksivahu." That pasuk is referring to a man Mitzrayim al midaisiv who complains to a God about what he gave him. Gave him a rotten deal. When Hashem does something bad to a person, the person likes to complain to Hashem. So the pasuk says, "Ma Yisrayim al midaisiv." What right do you have to complain about what Hashem did to you? As a person never sinned, Hashem says, you should be happy I gave you life. In other words, like this, Abba Shaul learns that pasuk differently. Abba Shaul says, Peah Midbeis. Abba Shaul says that the pasuk says, even when God is cruel to you, don't complain, because you should be happy that God keeps you alive, period, based on the sins you did.
What does that have to do with
No, because Rabbi Yitzchok learned from Yis'enin Adam Chai that even at the time of mourning, the Yetzer Hara is strong. So Abba Shaul says that's not what the Pasuk means.
Oh.
The Pasuk means that if God gives you the problems, don't complain, because you should be happy God keeps you alive, gives you your life at all. So the Gemara says, V'rabbanon. So why do the Chachamim disagree with Abba Shaul? So they say, Ki mahi maisa de itza. There was a story, the Gemara says, because of a story that actually happened. This woman wanted to fool around with some men. A married woman wanted to fool around with some men. So she carried out a living baby as if he died, as an excuse to go out to the cemetery with these two men, and she committed adultery with them. And that's why the Chachamim said, therefore the Chachamim said you can't do it.
Okay. How did they know what she did? The Gemara,
because Gemara knew, found out what happened later.
But Gemara doesn't say what happened.
It says, Maaseh Shoyu, so Rashi explains what happened in the story. Here.
The
Havu Uvda.
That she did it?
Right. The Taka happened.
Okay.
The Gemara tells us that there was a story that a woman wanted to have an excuse to get out private with a man. So she made that her baby died, but he didn't. And she carried a baby out just to be able to sin with the guy. So the Chacham said, because of that, one man and two women is still yichud, even at the time of the funeral. Okay, so the Mishnah came, now is a new piece of Gemara.
So what's the
halacha? 8 lines at the bottom of the page.
What's the halacha?
The halacha is like the Chachamim.
Even two men with one woman cannot be alone?
That's what he says. One man with two women cannot be alone. That's what the Mishnah said. One man cannot be alone with two women. 1 minute. We're not done with the Gemara. Let's go by the Gemara. We're not the halacha yet. The Mishnah said one man cannot be alone, secluded with two women because of yichud. One woman can be alone with two men. That's what the Mishnah said. Okay, that's all we need to know.
But as of here, it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
Let her finish.
One man, one woman with two men.
Right. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Now Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said like this: when the Mishnah said one woman with two men is allowed yichud, leishanu elakshedim. That's only men with moral character. Meaning, from people. Avo peprutzim, but men of low moral character. Afilu be'asoren namilei. Even 10 men she can't be alone with. That means a woman is only allowed to be alone with two men in a room if the men have moral character. But if they're proven not to have moral character, even 10 men is not enough. And the Gemara says, Hava ma'isid, was stuck a story like this. Ve'itziyu asara b'mita, 10 men carried a woman. Listen to this. They carried a woman out on a stretcher to a funeral when she didn't die. They just wanted to fool around with her. So they carried her out on a stretcher, because that's what they used to use in the olden days. And they covered her, and they took her out to be able to sin with her. And Rashi says even more, in the Mefarshim ask where Rashi knows it, she was an Eishes Ish. She was a married woman, but 10 men. So you see, what do you see from there? That if the men are not don't have moral character, even 10 men is a problem of Yichud, with one woman. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says like this. Teid, I'll prove it to you that a person who's not moral will sin even in front of other people. The mechabra be'asada, because 10 people joined together, v'gam v'kshuda, and to steal a bean, but they're not embarrassed of each other. Rav Yosef, I'll give you a simple example. 10 people will carry a heavy beam that needs a lot of people to carry it. 10 people will steal something together and they're not even embarrassed of one another. So you see, people that don't have decent moral character are not embarrassed to sin, even though other men are there. What would the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, we learned in the Mishnah, that one woman with two men is okay. Why? Because men are not going to sin in front of each other. But Rav Yosef says, that's only if they have moral character. If they don't have moral character, like Rav Yosef said, they'll 10 people steal a beam and they're not embarrassed of each other.
Why don't you bring the Masa Pinchas?
Huh?
Why don't you bring...
What do you have Masa Pinchas?
Ben Zimri and all these guys. I mean, Ben...
That was a unique situation. Okay, then it says like this. Neiman Messiah Le'ilchay, we should prove this din of the one woman with two men. Because it says, Meisen Le'shnei Tamidi Chachamim. It says, by a case in the Saita, the husband accuses the wife of committing adultery, and then he has to bring her to the Bezdin to drink the Saita waters. Yeah? So it says, when the husband takes his wife to the Kohen, you know, for the Saita process, two Tamidei Chachamim go along with the husband. Basically, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, we give him two Tamidei Chachamim on the way, Shamayavi Allah Baderech, because maybe the husband will live with her on the way. And once the husband accuses the wife of committing adultery, he can't live with her until she's proven innocent, right? So we give him two men that there shouldn't be, he shouldn't come to be with his wife. That means, who do you give to Tamidei Chachamim? But Inish Da'amalai, but regular average people know. Right? Which means that if they don't have high moral standards, there's still a din of yichud.
Right. They're mixed with the non-moral one.
Huh?
The two are mixed with the husband, the ex-husband.
Yeah, but the vaila is, why can't you send two men with her? Two, any men with her. Because if they don't have high moral character, he'll sin with her, they'll sin with her, they don't care.
But these two could
Atamei Chachamim
prevent the other guys.
Right. So the Gemara says, no, but there's a different reason why you need Talmidei Chachamim. Because Shani Talmidei Chachamim, why do you need scholars? The Yada Lasruyebe, to warn the husband. Because the din is like this. If the husband, and this is the Gemara in Saita, learns out from various psukim, the waters check her out only if the husband's innocent. If the husband is not innocent, the waters don't check her out. Who knows that din? Talmidei Chachamim. So Talmidei Chachamim are going to warn him, listen, if you're going to live with your wife on the way to the Beis Hamikdash, the waters are worthless.
And he has no case anymore.
Right. So you need Talmidei Chachamim to tell him that din. Regular people are not going to know that din. They're not scholars. They don't know the din. So they're not going to tell him. So over there, it's not because of Yichud. The reason why we send two scholars is not because we need high moral character traits. Maybe any person would be good to take away Yichud. Why by Saita do we send with Talmidei Chachamim? Because over there you need Talmidei Chachamim to tell him, if you live with her, you're going to ruin it.
Why does it get ruined?
Because the Torah says, V'niko ish me'oven, not only the woman, the man also, that the only way, if the man is clean, innocent, but you see how far it's going over there. The husband's suspecting his wife of committing adultery, accuses her of committing adultery, and we're still afraid he's going to live with her on the way.
Meaning that because he accused, like, he's not good.
No, not only that, no, he's good.
If he's good, so he's clean, so what's the problem?
No, the Chachamim has sent him that in case he's with his wife on the way, if he lives with her, yeah, mm-hmm. has relations with her, you're wasting your time going to the Beis Hamikdash.
What's the problem if he lives with her?
Because the din is, once the husband accuses his wife of committing adultery, he's not allowed to be with her.
Oh.
That's the halacha.
So it doesn't have to be if he's good or bad or
no,
anything.
No, he's like not allowed to be with her. But it's his wife, you know what I mean? So he doesn't have a problem being with her. Even though he's screaming at her that she committed adultery. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says like this. Just to wrap up the halacha so far in the Gemara. One man with two women, no. One woman, two men, yes. But they need high moral character. If they don't have high moral character, one woman can't even be with 10 men. Okay?
Alone,
Yichud. Now the Gemara says another din. Amen of Yudamarav, Leishonu Ela Be'ir. This only applies in the city where there's a lot of people around. Avo Baderach, but traveling, Achi Eshleisha, you need 3 men. One woman needs 3 men. 2 men is not enough. Why? Maybe one of them will need to go to the bathroom. So he'll walk off the road to go do what he needs to do. Then there's only one woman with one man, which is for sure Yichud. You know, in the city we're not afraid because there's always people around. Right? But in the traveling, then you need 3 men. Because if one man needs the bathroom, then she's only left with one man, then there's a problem of Yichud. So therefore, she would need 3 men. So the Gemara says, L'cheder, we can bring a proof to this. Name and Messiah, we can bring a proof. For again, from the din we just learned. By Sait, it says, Meisim le'shnei tamidei chachamim, the husband, you give 2 scholars, Shamayavi ala baderech, maybe you'll live with her, right? So how many men do you have there?
Three.
Today, 2. V'iyu and the husband, hatlasa. So l'chayri, you see it from here, proof to Rav. Because they're traveling to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Mishnah says you need 3. 2 Talmidei Chachamim, and the husband. So Gemara says, no, over there's again a different reason. Ki hecha de nevel asade, because they need to be witnesses, in case he lived with her. If the husband lived with the wife, going to the Beis Hamikdash, you need 2 witnesses. So therefore, you need 2 people. In other words, just to warn him, one Talmid Chacham would be enough. Why do you need two? Because if he did live with his wife on the way to the Beis Hamikdash, they would need to testify as Edim that he did it. And you need two witnesses.
They didn't have much control back then.
They didn't have any control. You listen to this Gemara. Rav and Rav Yehuda were ka'ozle b'urcha. Rav and Rav Yehuda were traveling. Rav was the Rebbe, Rav Yehuda was the Talmud, they were traveling. Have ka'ozle hi yitzik ha'mayu. A woman was walking in front of them on the road. Armele Rav and Rav Yehuda, so Rav said to Rav Yehuda, dal karech megame gehenim. Hurry up your feet ahead of Gehenim. He said, meaning, let's get in front of this lady that we shouldn't have a problem of Yichud. Amalei, said Rav Yehuda, said to Rav, I understand. Amarhu dama b'ksheidim shaper dami. You said one woman with two kosher men is not a problem. Aren't we kosher men, Rav and Rav Yehuda? Amalei, Rav said, no. Mi yeme d'ksheidim k'ene nova at. You think it means kosher like me and you? No, we're not good enough. Kegain el kegain mai, Rav Chanina bar Papi v'chaveirov. Rav Chanina bar Papi and his colleagues. So he brings on it the story, okay, that there were exceptional moral restraint. In fact, this was a Gemara before in Kedushin. That, remember, they had the shiksa come and they ran away and this whole thing. Anyway, so he says, Rav Chanina bar Papi, and like he brings over who else is it? Rav Tzadik, Rav Kahana, exceptional moral state. Okay? Now there's no question that Rav and Rav Yehuda were extremely high moral standards. Okay? So the Mefarshim say, they were modest, this, whatever. Rav was going beyond the letter of the law. And as Al Pidin, there's no question Rav and Rav Yehuda were kshedim, that there's no problem of one woman with two men. Because Rav and Rav Yehuda, I mean, you know, Rav was a holy tzaddik. Rav Yehuda was a holy tzaddik. But they were going lefnei Mishur Sadin.
Was the problem walking behind a woman anyway?
Yeah, that this is a makor that you have to walk in front of a woman?
No, that's a Gemara in Brachas. This is Pashit for Yichud purposes. He says, he quotes from Rashi, we had better walk swiftly ahead of the woman, we would not be in her vicinity, because otherwise we will be punishing Gehenna for being alone with her.
What's her vicinity? How many amen?
Oh, just get away from her. It doesn't say how much area.
Have your wife with you all the time.
Huh?
You have your wife with you all the time.
There's yeah, two women and one man.
Why two women?
You're another woman or your wife and you?
No, the Gemara says if you have your wife, there's no yichud.
Yeah.
A married couple can have a girl staying in their house for Shabbos, sleeping over. Right? Why isn't there yichud? Because the wife is there. What happens if the wife is not home? You can't.
Oh.
Unless if there's kids. Let's see, if the father has a girl that's like 9, even some poskim say 7, so then, because there's no yichud between a father and a daughter, we just learned, so she protects him from anybody else that there's no yichud. Sister and a brother, yichud is allowed for 30 days. It's a machleik, some poskim hold even less, but the halachic minig in halacha is up to 30 days a brother and a sister can live in the same house alone. Without parents, I'm talking about. Brother and sister.
Yeah.
Up to 30 days.
Just actual sister and brother?
A real sister and a brother from the same father and the same mother and the same grandmother.
30 days.
Different mother-in-law, though.
That's... We have good cases that we have. Should we tell them or we shouldn't tell them?
Whatever. We'll get to there later. And I think Gemara also goes into that later.
Wow. curtains when they come from Iran.
It depends who else is in the house. By the way, there's an interesting din, and this din of Yichud, by the way, it's discussed in Halacha. We once had a case like that here in LA. But if let's say you have a girl whose father is not Jewish, the girl whose father is not Jewish,
the mother is
okay, and then the father converts.
So he's not related anymore.
Huh? Zalpidin, he's not related to the daughter anymore.
Why? So he has a wife.
Okay.
The wife is with him. So
they're divorced.
They're
divorced.
Oh, they're divorced.
We had a case like that in the city many years. It happens. It happens every so often. We had a case like that many, many years ago in the city.
But they don't think so. They don't think usually that they're not.
No, but I'm saying, so the Shaila was, it was a teenage daughter. So Shaila is, after they divorced, and he's getting custody, 50-50, let's say, can she sleep in his house? Because halachically, she's not his daughter. Biologically, she is his daughter.
So what happened?
But not halachically. So it says in halacha that there's no yichud in that case, because his biological parents are not interested in doing anything with the daughter.
So the parents...
the purpose of yichud is basically a protection. It's a safeguard that you shouldn't come to do something wrong. Right? That's why parents, kids, grandparents, kids, they're not, there's no yetzer hara to do something. So therefore, there's no problem of yichud.
So what you're saying is that, so that these people, father was not Jewish, mother was, he converted, parents got divorced, right, you said?
Right.
Got divorced, so there was a problem with the woman, the girl staying at the father's house.
Right, it's not a problem, halachic is not a problem. Okay. But it's not only in the office buildings, by the way. You have probably yichud in the car.
There are a lot of people who see it.
If it's late at night, or you have tinted windows.
Well, it talks about people being
or you
in
have
the
tinted
city.
Windows.
It just talked about if you
but the city is not talking about tinted windows in a car. Then you have an interesting shaila, which is also discussed. Is a yichud in an elevator?
Yeah, that's always a problem.
But that door might swing open at any second.
Yeah, but the question is, Yichud, the concept of Yichud, they might come to do something, right? That doing something takes, let's say, 7 minutes. In other words, by Yichud, they make Yichud afterwards, Chosin Kala go Yichud into, not by Sfardim, but by Ashkenazim. They go into Yichud for a room, so some people keep 5 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever it is. Because that's the time that something could happen, technically. So the question is there such a thing as a 3-minute yichud? In other words, is there a din of chotzi shir, half the amount by yichud? Now normally, the Torah says you can't eat chazer, yeah? How much chazer do you need to eat to get whipped? A kazayas, right? Can I eat a half a kazayas? It's this famous argument, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, chotzi shir, Asim min ha-teira or mutim min ha-teira. Everybody says rabbinically it's forbidden. But the halacha like Rabbi Yochanan, that half the amount is still biblically forbidden. Right? Now the question is, does that apply to yichud or not? Where's the practicality of that in an elevator? Because the elevator could stop at any floor. By the way, I'll tell you where you have a problem of yichud in an elevator.
In Century City.
Any place
you have a problem of yichud when you have a manual driver of an elevator.
That's
what I'm saying. The driver is a problem of yichud.
Yeah, he can't
then
stop.
Then there's not a problem of yichud, by the way. Because he can stop in the middle of a floor. But these electric elevators that automatically open at each floor, right? But let's say it takes, 20 seconds between, a minute, let's say, between floors, yeah? Let's say, a minute between floors. For that minute, is there a din of yichud? Now, yichud normally would take, let's say, 7 minutes, but this is half the amount. Now, half doesn't mean half, you know?
So a fraction.
A fraction of the amount. When it says chotzi shir, it doesn't mean half an ounce. It means a tenth of an ounce, a twentieth of an ounce.
Mashu,
yeah. Mashu is also gam says chotzi shir.
Mashu is only with
the girl to chomet. No, it depends. Gavre, whatever.
Okay. This applies to goyim also.
Goyim is worse.
Goyim is worse?
Gemara says, we're going to see later, that by goyim, his wife there is still not, his wife doesn't protect him.
Because low moral values.
Low moral values.
On whose side?
Well, everybody's side.
The guy also?
Yep. Yuchad is a very big problem, you should know.
But it's not Minatora either.
The Gemara says it's Minatora. Most of the Shein holds it's Minatora. The Rambam, we said, is holds it's Midrabanan. Most of the Shein holds it's Minatora. And then you have a problem. But what, I'll tell you where you have a problem. Many people go to, I'm using this example because that's where it's practical. Therapists, a lot of therapists, have night or hours. Because people work during the day, so they can't come, so they have night hours. Yeah?
Yeah.
Nobody else is in the building, because all the offices are closed. Yeah? And this therapist, let's say it's a woman, and a man comes to see her at night, and there's nobody else in the building.
Or vice versa.
Or a man male therapist that a woman comes to see.
What do you do?
You do. It's a big problem of yichud. Because we'll learn, a lot of times, like during the day, if you leave the door open, there's no yichud. Yeah. Again, the whole concept of yichud, you might come to do something. So if there's anything that's going to stop you from doing something, then the din of yichud doesn't apply. If the door's open to the street, or the window's open to the street, and everybody could look in, then you're not going to do something. Right? So there's no yichud. Correct? When the Rebbe had yechidus, the Rebbe would have private audience, and the people would come in, yeah, at night. So besides the fact that the door was open, and the secretaries kept opening the Rebbe's door anyway, to, you know, it was no dinner yechid. But, I don't know if you know, the Rebbe's office in front of 770, which is in the front of 770, the shade by yechidus was always pulled up. The imamish can look in from the street into the Rebbe's room. It was an extra precaution that there shouldn't be a problem of yichud.
It was on the first floor?
Yeah, yeah.
We put surveillance cameras.
Oh, good.
Surveillance camera makes it worse.
What?
Why that?
No, I'll tell you why. No, I'm saying, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying it could be positive and negative. Because, let's say, this room, yeah? The door is closed. Or the door could even be unlocked, let's say, right? But if I have a camera that could see anybody coming in, then there's still a problem of yichud. Because I'm forewarned, so I could do something wrong, and then I'll be forewarned, so I'll stop.
Okay, but in this particular case, you've got camera, or something that looks like a camera here, whatever it is. Let's say it's a real camera. But you don't have the ability from where you are here in the shul to monitor let's put it, there's a camera, you know.
It only works for talkers.
It's this camera that's looking at the exterior of the building, for example.
Right.
That's what's pertinent to your example. You know, for the most part, the people inside, like in a typical office, don't. Well, I don't know. Maybe they do have. In some cases, they have.
No, a lot of times I'm saying you have.
Yeah.
You have a screen. In many offices, the secretary has a screen who's coming into the building.
Yeah, that's true.
So then that's.
But in the big, like in the big buildings in Century City or something like that.
Yeah,
the
security people monitor it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
So then that wouldn't be a problem. But okay. If you have a car, let's say. A man and a woman in a car.
It's a woman in the back.
It's still yichud.
Children count as in a car, not being.
Yeah, if your kids are in the car.
No, no.
But it depends, boys or girls.
So you can't give a right. Too. You cannot give a right to a woman with the kids to the school.
Which kids?
Her kids.
How old are her kids? If there's a boy over 7, he could be Michael. But I'm saying that this situation is like this. With a car, because it's like windows open in the street, you're driving by, everybody could look in. Right? So during the day, it's not a problem if you could in the car. Some bus come on, right, if you have heavy-duty tinted windows, the mushroom, the limousines, right? Mm-hmm. You can't see in them. Right. So technically, it would be a problem of yichud, a man and a woman in a car, even during the day. Mm-hmm. Because they're not afraid of anything. Nobody could see in.
What do you, I thought the doctor, which is professional, is not an issue of yichud.
It's still is a yichud, even by professionals.
So what's
especially if it's at night, secluded, nobody
I'm saying,
around,
the night's secluded.
Closed.
So what sure. What's the solution?
If a woman goes to a gynecologist, a woman goes to a doctor, yeah? Either she goes with her husband, so automatically there's no problem with yichud, or they leave the door unlocked, a little bit open, okay?
Even now the nurse comes in now.
Oh, a lot of time now, because doctors are getting sued for this, so now the doctors either have the nurse in the room or they leave the door a little bit open that the nurses can come in at any moment, and therefore the doctors are protected from being sued. But that also helps for yichud.
So during the day going to a doctor, but...
If there's other people in the building and there's a nurse there and anybody can open the door at any given moment, there's no problem with yichud. But if you lock the door, then there's a problem with yichud. Unless if somebody has a key. For instance, there's a din that if a man and a woman are alone, but there are people that have keys to the houses, and every so often the attack can pop in. They just come and open the door. So there's no problem of yichud. Because you're afraid to do something, because any moment anybody who has a key can come in. But there's a lot of times phone calls I get, men are driving for like from New Jersey to New York, you know, at night, whatever, and the girl needs a ride.
Yeah.
There's a problem of yichud. I'll tell you even a bigger problem. And the Rebbe spoke about this once by February, why nobody does anything about it. A woman comes, she takes a flight from L.A. to New York, she arrives at midnight.
Takes a cab.
Takes a taxi. Yeah? It's a problem of yichud. Unless you want to say New York at night, there's traffic, and you know, it depends where you're driving, though.
There is the dispatcher and all that.
In the car?
I mean, no, in the taxi.
There's a driver.
And the dispatcher also.
In the car? No.
No, I mean, over the microphone.
Yeah,
so what?
He can't watch you.
Can't see what you're doing.
So what happened to you say?
Nothing, it's a problem of yichud.
Have
it happens. It happens a lot. Big cities happen a lot. Taxi drivers. So
if there's a lot of traffic, even at night, and you're not going on a secluded highway, New York to New Jersey, you're going on freeways. You're going on, you know, but intercity depends where you're going. If you're going in a secluded area, you talk of a problem with yichud. If you're going down the main Manhattan Fifth Avenue, I don't know if there'll be a problem with yichud at night because it's millions of people there anyway. Unless you have heavy duty tinted windows. Then you'd have a problem of yichud. But you know where you have, I'll tell you where you have a bigger problem. And these things are so common, we don't even imagine. A wife is giving birth to a baby. Yeah? So the mother comes to help out. The woman's mother comes to help, right? And where is she sleeping? In the house with her son-in-law. Where's the wife?
In the hospital.
In the hospital. Massive yichud issue. Massive yichud issue.
Even a mother-in-law.
Especially a mother-in-law. No, in the son-in-law. The Begaspa, whatever it is. Unless if there's other kids in the house. Like, for instance, no, for instance, if the father, let's say, has a 9-year-old daughter, then there's no problem for his mother-in-law to come sleep. Because there's no yichud between the father and the daughter. The daughter protects him halachically from the other yichuds. Or, I'll tell you even else, if there's a 9-year-old boy with a mother-in-law, it's also going to save him from yichud. Because it's a grandmother to the boy. Grandmother and grandson is no yichud. So then there's no yichud with the husband either.
So all this.
But if it's the
like
first
what?
Kid, it's if it's the first kid, or the second kid and the baby's 2 years old, then there's a real problem with yichud.
So it's like a wife. A kid of 9-year-old is like a wife.
Well, in other words, anybody that protects you, that there's no din of yichud you with them, protects you from somebody else.
Like chaperone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the law.
Massive problem.
Every problem has a solution, though.
I'm ready to hear the solution.
What? They work it out that there's no din yichud. What do you mean?
Bring somebody in with you.
Either you bring in two more men, or there's a, you know, because you have three men and one woman is no yichud.
Another kid over there.
Yeah, or a kid. Two kids. Okay, Amar Rav. Let's start this next piece of Gemara. No, but I'm just saying, these dinim of Yichud are really big problems. Where else do you have? You have all these just practical cases of Yichud. Taxis, people having babies, doctor's appointments, late at night, office, yeah, all these things could be a problem.
If the door is unlocked, in a doctor's office, it's a
that's only if people are in the building. If nobody's in the building, where does an open door help?
What do you call nobody? One or two people in the building?
No, that people are shy to walk in.
At night, the building is closed, shut.
Don't you have a key to get in?
No, but it's not key in that case. You need a key that people that can come in. Okay.